This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We continue to take a look around the NFC North, and we didn't plan this, but we did plan to have him on, our buddy Dan Miller, the voice of the Lions over there. But now it reported that Slay is on his way out, and they're getting trade talks back as far as some draft choices. Dan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
We are well. So it looks like they're making a move, getting dealing the corner Slay for draft choices. Give us the lowdown on the team itself and where they're at right now.
Well, the Slay thing's been around for a while. There were rumors they were going to trade him before the trade deadline last year, and it just didn't appear that they were of the mind to give him the contract that he ultimately got from Philadelphia, make him the highest-paid corner in the league. But if you go back really to last year, he held out all offseason, didn't report until training camp, and was looking for a new contract. Didn't look like they were going to give it to him. He was set to come back this year and play again. I think they thought that it would be disruptive, and they just weren't going to pay him. So they were ultimately going to trade him, and it came to fruition today. They signed Marcus Trufant last night, so that gives them a little bit of cushion at corner, but they still have some work to do at that position to be sure. But the Slay thing I don't think came as a surprise to any Lions fans. Doesn't mean they embrace it, but that's where they are right now. And you know, it's been an interesting offseason for the defense because they've let go some of the guys that were highly regarded, like Slay, like Devon Kennard, Snacks Harrison, who did, you know, didn't have a great season last year by any means, but the hope was that he would bounce back this year. But they're bringing in other guys, Jamie Collins, Danny Shelton, Marcus Trufant. You know, they brought in Harmon from the Patriots to safety. So, I mean, it's going to be a different look. The question is, will it be a better look? And then we'll ultimately won't find that out until September, hopefully.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about...
I don't know what to count on these days with everything
right
going on as to when any season will start.
Yeah, that's the other aspect of all of this. We keep talking about the possibility of games and what it's going to look like and Brady and all the breaking news, but we really don't know when we're going to see football or anything else, again, for that matter. But tell us a little bit about Rick Wagner. We obviously know him a little bit in Milwaukee. He played for the Badgers, but the last few years he's been with the Lions, and the Packers went ahead and picked him up to replace Brian Bulaga.
Yeah, Rick was a solid player when he came here. I think he is a solid player when he leaves. I just think it came down to a money thing where they felt like they could recoup some salary cap space and make a swap for a younger player whom they did pay, you know, significantly, Vitae from the Eagles, to put him in there, that right tackle spot. And I just think there comes a point where some veterans, when you are vulnerable to the cap and there's a significant amount that can be recouped if they let you go, oftentimes that ends up being the case, in particular if teams feel like they can replace you with somebody younger that they might be able to commit to for a little bit longer. So I think that was the case with Wagner. Look, Rick is not a Pro Bowl level player, but I think he's a rock solid tackle in this league. And, you know, Bulaga was a heck of a player. I don't think it is at his heights that he approaches that by any means, but, you know, I think he's a good player that will help Green Bay. Again, I think you're giving up a lot in that position, but again, it's understandable as these chess pieces move around the league, the teams have to make decisions based on money, based on age, and things like that.
Then you've got the rest of the division. Obviously, there is Nick Foles coming into Chicago. They get rid of Stephon Diggs and make some moves with a decaying defense over in Minnesota. Give me your thoughts as to when you look at the NFC North and how it starts to take shape.
Yeah, I want to see what that Minnesota defense looks like. They've obviously made some changes in the secondary. Griffin's gone up front, and that was always what you kind of thought of when you thought of with Minnesota, was the guys they have up front. They've lost a couple of them now. So I think there's going to be a different look with that defense. But I look at Minnesota and I say, if Cousins just plays at a decent level, if he just doesn't hurt them, in particular late in games, to me, probably at this point, they're still up there in the division as maybe the best team. I'm interested to see, you know, what happens with Green Bay. Obviously, they've lost a couple of linebackers there, but I love the two signings they made last year on both sides of the defensive line with the two Smiths. And I think I've said to you probably 50 times when you and I have talked, anytime Rodgers is there, I still respect the heck out of anything Green Bay can do. So, to me, there's still a lot to go. We still have a draft. We still have the second wave of free agency where I think there's still some really good talent out there where I think teams are going to still sign players that are going to help them win next year. So I think if I look at it now, still a little bit wary of Chicago and that offense and what they're going to be able to do. I don't think Foles necessarily saves the day, and Trubisky was in trouble there. Defensively, they're still going to be very formidable. But I think if I looked at it right now and I said, you know, okay, who's got the most complete teams? I think at this point it's probably Green Bay and it's probably Minnesota, not necessarily in that order. But let's see how things shake out the rest of the way. But I still think that if you look at what's there versus what still has to be worked on with the others, those two would probably be the teams that I'd look at right now.
The Packers obviously have a very precarious situation because you've got Aaron Rodgers coming into the, I don't want to say the twilight because it makes him sound like he's 86, but for all intents and purposes, he's getting to that level where usually Father Time starts to grab you by the ankles. If you're the Packers, and I'm just kind of throwing out the what ifs, are you pushing a lot of your chips to the middle of the table at this point, or because the franchise has been so steady for so long, do you just say, we're going to get a couple of pieces and we're going to ride that wave and see how far that wave takes us, or are you going to create a wave yourself?
Yeah, I think to me, if I'm Green Bay, and I thought, you know, they pushed a lot of chips to the table last year and picking up, you know, Preston and Za'Darius Smith and bringing those guys in and, you know, shoring up that defense very quickly. It's tough because you do have to make choices. It sometimes doesn't look like you're going all in. I mean, you saw what the Rams did, and then they kind of had to fall apart a little bit because they couldn't afford to sign all those guys. But look, if I'm Green Bay, and this is just me, sports guy who doesn't have a dog in the fight or anything along those lines, I'm always, if I have Aaron Rodgers, thinking about, in particular Aaron Rodgers at this age, thinking about this year. It doesn't mean that some of your moves aren't tempered for what might happen down the line, but I'm sure making sure that I feel like I'm going into the season with a team that can challenge in the NFC North, and then we'll see what happens when we get to the playoffs. But I don't think at this age that you're thinking about a rebuild or you're thinking about, you know, starting to just plug in young guys and see what they can do. I think as long as you have him or Breeze or somebody along those lines that's getting up there, Brady now in Tampa, you're not thinking about 2 years down the line. You're thinking about right here, right now, because you don't know what 2 years or even a year down the line is going to present when you have, you know, talents like that that are still excellent players. But as you said, at some point, the drop-off will come. You just don't know when that'll be.
Talking with Dan Miller, the voice of the Detroit Lions. Last year, the Lions, not a great season, obviously. They wanted a lot more wins, and they wanted to contend. Ended up with one tie, 3-12 record overall. When you look at the temperament of the fan base of the team, what is the expectation realistically going into next season?
That's a great question, and it's complicated because the fan base is angry, and I don't know that necessarily there's a lot of hope at this point. I think the hope will be born out of something that this team shows them. I think it doesn't mean that they're not good fans and they don't like this team. I just don't know at this point if they've given them enough that fans are saying, boy, I can't wait till the season starts. Now, the the Lion fan, if you will, is one that is just looking for something to sink its teeth into. So if you give them that, they're very willing to buy back in. But I think they've, you know, coming off last season, which, you know, your description was accurate, they're like, okay, come on, what are we doing here? And I think, frankly, there were a lot of fans that were not thrilled with the decision to bring the head coach and the general manager back. So I think it's a show-me type of thing. I think it's them saying, you know, let's see what you've got, and then we'll see what our reaction's going to be. But, you know, these are great fans, but they do have their limits in terms of buy-in, and sometimes that buy-in is easy. You roll a couple of dice out there and sign some players, and all of a sudden fans say, okay, let's go. And then there's years where people say, okay, we're here, but you need to show us something. And I kind of get the sense that's where they are with the Lions right now.
Talking with Dan Miller, the voice of the Detroit Lions, and nobody can question his toughness last year after playing with, you know, broken vertebrae. But what is the status of Matthew Stafford and the viability for him to get through an entire season?
Everything we've heard is he's going to be a full go when they get back to work, whenever that may be. And that being said, if he takes a couple of hits, is that an issue coming off 2 years of a back injury? That's something none of us know right now. But in terms of him being ready and able to be a full participant in whatever workouts they have, whenever they begin, we have been told that is the case. He will be ready. I guess the question is durability and how long does that last?
Dan, it's always a pleasure. You stay safe, my friend, and we will be talking to you again, I'm sure, throughout the offseason and going into the regular season if we do indeed have one. But I always appreciate it, and, you know, stay well, buddy.
I appreciate it. You and your listeners do the same. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Dan. Talk to you soon. Voice of the Detroit Lions, Dan Miller. You can find him on Twitter at DanMillerFox2, at DanMillerFox2. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they begin to get done. Call them 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That is 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.